Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear will face the state's Republican Attorney General Daniel Cameron in November's gubernatorial race. Cameron's win in last night's Republican primary makes him the first Black nominee for a major party in a Kentucky governor's race, and he noted the historical nature of his candidacy while addressing supporters.
So to anyone who looks like me, know that you can achieve anything. Know that in this country and in Kentucky, all that matters are your values.
So now Cameron faces incumbent Andy Beshear in the run for governor, but his primary win is being seen as a victory for Donald Trump, who backed Cameron early on, while Florida's Ron DeSantis got behind another candidate. Philip Bailey is national political correspondent for USA Today. He joins us from Louisville. Hi, Philip.
Hey there.
And your thoughts on, you know, this primary last night, the Republican primary, being seen as a proxy race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis.
Right. I mean, former President Trump very early on endorsed Attorney General Daniel Cameron's candidacy for governor last year, really latched on to him. And he was someone who was introduced to Daniel via his political mentor, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. So in a lot of ways, we knew that Trump was all in for Cameron. As the campaign was going on, though, Kelly Kraft, the wife of coal billionaire Joe Kraft, was attracting a lot of attention from other national Republican figures, Ted Cruz of Texas and others. At the very last minute, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, who is Trump's chief rival for president, it seems, in 2024, sends out this robocall endorsing Kraft. So in some ways, at the very end of the race, it became a proxy war between Trump and DeSantis.
Yeah. Well, there's that. But turning to Andy Beshear, winning his primary comfortably, but facing a lot in his first term as governor, the pandemic, severe flooding, and that recent terrible mass shooting, it killed one of his closest friends. As painful as that year was, did he demonstrate to voters he's not just the son of a previous twice governor, but he can lead?
Right. I think Andy Beshear has distinguished himself from his father, former Governor Steve Beshear, in a lot of different ways, and has certainly, I think, when unpredictable COVID-19 hit him within months of him taking office, Andy Beshear is someone who has really galvanized and popularized himself by being a compassionate figure, an empathetic figure in the state. When you talk to people around the state, even Republicans, they talk about how they like Andy Beshear, think he's such a nice guy. Remember, for those first few months in 2020, Robin, Andy Beshear had the platform all to himself during those daily updates about COVID. Now he's the most popular governor in the country with 63% approval rating, the fifth most popular governor in all of America. So he's taking a robust popularity into a buzzsaw where this is an overwhelmingly Republican state. Legislatures, yeah, super duper majorities in both chambers, every other constitutional officer is a Republican. Republicans have taken over the registration in terms of Kentucky's voters. So he's facing, it's basically Andy Beshear versus the entire Republican infrastructure in the state. It's going to be a major test for him.
Well, what about the Attorney General Daniel Cameron? Yes, he made his legal challenges as AG of Biden and Beshear policies the cornerstone of his campaign, but he's also very criticized for his handling of the Breonna Taylor case. This is the young Black woman who was shot when police stormed into her apartment shooting. You know, he is the first Black candidate of a major party for governor, but what's the sense?
Right. This is going to be the historic campaign of Daniel Cameron versus this most notorious, one of the most notorious police killings in American history, Breonna Taylor, his handling of that. As Attorney General, Daniel Cameron argued that the grand jury did not want to take up the homicide charges. A few days or weeks later, about three jurors stepped forward from that grand jury saying, no, 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 no. The Attorney General's office and his staff never presented us with evidence and gave us the opportunity to make homicide charges.
Yeah.
That is something that I think young voters, particularly younger African-American women voters, are itching to get a hold of Daniel Cameron on. I know the national Republicans, one of the things they were worried about with Daniel Cameron's candidacy is that the Breonna Taylor case would nationalize
this
campaign.
We're going to have to take that up with you in the future. USA Today's Philip Bailey, thank you.
No problem, Robin. Thank you.